Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on June 11th, 2013, at the Top Hat. This edition of Tell Us Something features 9 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme perception. This week's story comes to us from Bob Campbell and is titled, My Meeting with Jeanette Rankin, a Living Legend Returns to Montana, 1972. Thank you for listening.
The perception I have is the meeting of a living legend, Jeanette Rankin. On March 7th, 1972, I was serving on the Bill of Rights Committee, and I read in the paper that Jeanette Rankin was flying in that night to be a speaker on March 14th to the convention. So it said she was staying with a relative. I found the relative, and I decided at 7 a.m. the next morning I was going to try to talk to her. So I went to the house where her niece was. It was 7 in the morning. I knocked on the door, and I said, could I talk to Miss Rankin? And she said, no, she didn't get to bed till 1 o'clock last night. No. And as the door was just starting to come shut, a little voice from the top of the stairs says, who is it? And the door opened a little wider, and I had one chance to get in there. Just one. The door was either going to slam shut, or I'm going to go meet Jeanette Rankin. So I said, Jeanette, you and I are both radicals elected by Missoulians to come over and fight for rights. You fought for sex equality, and I'm fighting for age equality. The debate is to this morning, and I need your help now. And boy, she says, well, let's go to the breakfast table and talk about it. Good. So I went to the breakfast table. She said, let's go. 9 o'clock. Okay. So I got her up there. I'm trying to get her into the chambers. I had the east seat at the second row. We sat alphabetically, which legislators aren't smart enough to do. And so I'm taking her into the chair. There's a two-hour rule that the press and the public can't come in within 2 hours of the proceedings. And as I'm coming in, here comes Miles Romney, one of the oldest delegates. He was a newspaper editor from Ravalli County. And he says, Jeanette, and she says, Miles, and they hug and they talk. And then as he goes back, she says, that was the first man in the United States that got appointed to a military academy by a woman. I said, great. So, okay, I set her down there, and I'm looking at her. She's so close to me. She's 91, I'm 31. And what do you say to a living legend? So she said, do you know what I did? Well, I had to say no. It'd take too long for me to say I know what she did. She said, I am the only woman in the United States that voted that all the women in the United States should have a right to vote, because I was the one in 1917 that co-sponsored the bill that all the women in the United States got to vote. And that was her proudest accomplishment. And I said, wow, sure. So then as I'm thinking, how do I follow that up? She says, you want to know the secret of giving a good speech? And I thought, wow, yes, I do, because I knew that Jeanette Rankin and Belle Weinstein on the gulch would be going up there. She was 5'5", and she would go up to the gulch up to 1914, and there'd be three men talking at a lamppost. She had an orange crate from California, okay, solid. She would put the orange crate down, stand on top of it, and talk down to the men as to why women should have a right to vote. And these men could not believe this little woman was doing that to them. So I said, yeah, what's the secret to giving a good speech? She said, never write it out and read it. She said, know your material, then speak from your heart. And I said, that's great. Okay, so I stood up trying to get 25-year-old adulthood to be 18 for the governor. So I lost that. So as I am taking her out of the chambers, a delegate, Carl Davis from Dillon, says, I think we should all give Miss Rankin a showing of the appreciation of her life's work. So he stands, they all stand, and they're all applauding. The balcony is applauding. The delegates are applauding. She's on my arm there on the east side of the chamber. And she starts tugging on my sleeve, and I say, "What?" And she tugs, and I said, "Just enjoy it. You don't get this every day, you know." She just did, so I put my head down, and she says, "That's a heck of a lot different than they treated me in 1911. They were just building the building in 1911. They were putting the Charlie Russell painting up, by God." So we get back to the car. She said, "Would you like to go see where my grandfather had a gold sluice bin at Unionville?" And I said, "Sure." So we're going up to Unionville. Her grandfather and her father came up on a steamboat to Fort Benton, made it over the roads to Helena, and went up and staked a claim at Unionville, about 5 miles north of Helena. They got enough money there to buy land in Grant Creek, where she was born, the oldest of seven children, okay? So June 11th, 1880, and she's born there. Okay, so you know she graduated in 1902. She went on. She finally got women the right to vote in Montana by the referendum in 1914. She persuaded the men to vote for women, and we got the right for women to vote in 1916. So she's back as the first woman in Congress. Now, she's looking down at New York women that have been in there 130 years, and they didn't get even the right to vote yet. And this little Montanan not only has the right to vote, but she got elected to the Congress. They couldn't believe that. So she just sat down there and looked at him and waved. So, okay, 1917, World War I comes up. She was a peace person all her life, and she said, "I love my country. I'd love to stand by my country, but I cannot vote for war, so I vote no." 50 others voted no also. One of them was LaGuardia from New York City. In fact, he fell in love with Jeanette that session and says, "Jeanette, if you'll come to New York City, I'll make you a queen." And she said, "I don't want to be queen of New York City. I want to eliminate war and have women have equal rights. That's more important to me than the queen of New York City." So broke his heart, but he went in. And okay, so. So then in World War II comes up, we get into the late 30s, early 40s, and she runs and gets elected again as a Republican from the Western District on a peace platform. She was against a Democrat, a socialist, and she was the Republican candidate. She won. She goes back, and here comes Pearl Harbor, December 7th, and then it's December the 8th. So everyone in the Capitol knew that she had voted against the war with 50 others in the House in 1917. But what would she do now after Pearl Harbor? She couldn't get the attention of the Speaker Rayburn in the House, so the second time around, she finally was able to say, "I am a woman. I can't go to war, and I'm not going to send anybody else to go to war either. I vote no." Now, that one was the only vote against World War II. So what did they say later? A newspaper editor said, "When in 100 years from now, courage, sheer courage based on moral indignation is celebrated in this country, the name of Jeanette Rankin, who stood by and will be remembered, and her name will be written in monumental bronze, not for what she did, but for the way she did it." And she supported the people in the war. She did it, and that's great. Now, I'd like you to all stand, raise a glass. We're going to sing Happy Birthday to Jeanette Rankin. She's 133 years old today. Okay, birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jeanette Rankin. Happy birthday to you. And she's not done fighting yet. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. More at montanabookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. Factandfictionbooks.com. The Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, and performance art. More at tophatlounge.com. Jonathan Marquis is an artist and human in Missoula, Montana. Learn more about him and his art at subjecttogravity.com. That's subject, the number two, gravity.com. Matt LaRubio, screen printing and graphic design. More at ranchhanddesign.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people. Rockin'Rudy's.com. Bija Body, fair trade organic beauty tea blends. Scientifically advanced, holistically intelligent anti-aging body care products. More at BijaBody.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for October 10th here at the Top Hat. The theme is currently undecided. If you would like to tell a story in the fall quarter, please call 203-4683 to pitch your story idea. Thank you for listening.